Oh, my friend, I know you're not having as much fun as we are, because we're at the Cook's Warehouse at East Cobb, and we are with the dynamo of delicious, Christy Jordan. Her new cookbook, Come Home to Supper, and I hope you've been enjoying it. I mean, we're already almost the end of our first hour. It's just flying by. So what better way to finish up than with cat head biscuits?
Cat head biscuits. See, now I just wanted to work on your pronunciation.
Is that H-A-D-E?
H-A-Y-E-D.
Okay. Cat head. All right. Well, there we go.
So I'm starting. This recipe only has three ingredients, which is part of the awesomeness of it. I'm starting with some self-rising flour. And then I'm going to cut in a little bit of shortening.
Shortening.
Mama's little baby loves
See,
shortening.
That's the first thing that came to mind, and I should know you have a song for it.
Yes, I got a song for everything. You should always have a song.
Don't you
in
like
your heart.
That shortening in the stick?
Yes, it is. I don't get these fancy groceries. I looked and I said, "Do we have shortening?" And Cindy's like, "Oh yeah, it's right here." Oh, we got the fancy stuff now. Because you got one of these high-end
Doesn't Cindy rock? I mean, she's just right on top of everything.
I wish I had. Now, does she wash the dishes for you when you're done?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will do that. But she's been washing dishes. She's been, like, staying on. See, they're all done. She is just supremely efficient.
You know, I wish I had a wife. I'm just telling you.
It'd be a little awkward, but you could do
well,
it.
Well, yeah. It would just be nice. It would be awful nice. So all I'm doing is I'm cutting this shortening in here.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get this cut in real good or until I get tired of messing with it, then I quit and I stir me in some milk. I got to find me a nice wood spoon here.
A nice wood spoon. I'm sure we've got some nice wood spoons. I mean, they have everything here.
I know. I keep, every time you go to break, I'm kind of wandering out and adding more things to my pile. Thank you.
Now you're cutting it in. Basically, you've got the perfect tool for cutting in.
Yeah, and see, it's another fancy thing we have, thanks to Cook's Warehouse, because at home, I just use a long-tined fork.
Uh-huh, but this is much nicer.
It is. It's so much faster. It's like, I'm done half the time.
I'm telling you, and if you're lucky, they'll give you a discount.
You already been talking to them about that.
I know. I'm trying to suck up
for
you.
My pile is growing. So I'm going to pour my milk in after I got that cut in, and you basically end up with like a soupy biscuit dough.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you end up with. Now, I should have done this ahead of time, but you know I get ahead of myself. I've got this baking sheet here, and I'm going to pour just a little bit of oil on it, and I'm going to put that in the oven for a few minutes to get the oil good and hot.
Now, this is an exact measurement.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Pour a little bit. Put
and
it around the
around.
Pan a little. Yeah. I'm going to add a little bit more because I'm going to show you all a little trick here.
Oh, are you?
Just enough. You want to cover the bottom just barely of the pan with a little bit of vegetable oil, and you get this hot, and, you know, the trick is, a lot of times people, they would think that this would be greasy. But the trick is, you want to get your oil hot. That way, when you put your dough in, it actually kind of sears it, you know?
Oh, is it going to be like, what is that, Ruth's Chris sizzling
steak?
There you
go. They will, actually. We got to get it hot enough.
Sizzling. We've got the microphone. We're going to pick it up live here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world that takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey into true theater of the mind radio. We are with Christy Jordan. And you know what's, for some reason, when we first met, I got your name right. And then the second time I introduced you as Cindy. And this is a problem with you.
I'll answer to anything. I've been called Cindy most of my life. I think Cindy's like a blonde name. And people look at me and they think Cindy. But I'll answer
Crawford?
Anything. Oh, yeah, right. As long as somebody's looking in my direction, I'm just honored that you're talking to me.
Well, you know, you laugh. So. I mean, I could see Cindy Crawford and you because I constantly get confused with
How
Pierce Brosnan.
That, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
you can
I
see
can
it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can totally see that. So.
We have the same ophthalmologist, I can tell. I tell people the only difference between me and Pierce Brosnan, the accent.
Oh.
I tried to work on it, but I'm not going to be fake. I'm going to be me.
You know, I was actually a big Remington Steele fan back in the day. So we walked in. I was.
Isn't
like,
he cool? He was like the ultimate Bond. I'm a Bond freak.
He was awesome.
He was an awesome Bond.
I enjoyed it when he was James Bond. That's when I actually watched it. Isn't there? There's a blonde guy now.
Oh yeah. Well, blonde. We don't want to talk about. It. He's not Bondy to me. But yeah, Pierce Brosnan was it.
Brunette.
But he's to Bond what cathead biscuits are to a southern table.
There you go. These are absolutely necessary on the southern table. And, you know, it was these are a staple because back in the days, like when my great-grandmother was a sharecropper, you didn't have grocery stores to go to. You know, you had certain things, and they worked the fields for the farmer, and the farmer would give them certain staples. And so they would always have flour. They'd have, like, 25, 50-pound sacks of flour. They'd always have dried beans. And, you know, and that they would render the lard and things themselves. And that's how, that's why dumplings and biscuits are so popular, because it actually sustained families. You know, my grandmother used to say, many a family would have starved if not for biscuits and gravy, you know, so.
And cane syrup.
Cane syrup.
I mean,
oh
cane
gosh.
Syrup, we.
I love that strong flavor of it.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving down at the place called Panhandle Settlement, which is a pioneer settlement. This gentleman who put it together, when he was a teenager, he dreamed of taking all these old buildings from his childhood and before and making a settlement where they would reenact and keep all the old traditions of the panhandle of Florida. So he started this with a dream, and him and his wife, he's probably in his late 60s, early 70s now, but he now has 18 buildings. He's got log cabins from 1820 that are all from the county and around the area. And he's built this beautiful place all out of his own pocket and very little grant money. And it's all run by volunteers. And they do, they have a blacksmith shop. All the equipment that needs to be repaired is done in the blacksmith shop. So they do all these, and they built a little farm and they raise cane. And every year...
I used to raise cane.
Well, I know, but your mom didn't make no syrup out of the cane you raised. So this year...
That sounds amazing.
It was the first Saturday after Thanksgiving. I went down to Panhandle Settlement. And in a later show, my friends, you're going to actually get to meet Mr. Willard Smith. And he will talk us through the process of making cane syrup. So I actually made it from start to finish. And this... Oh, listen to this.
Well, I don't know if you can hear it, but you see it bubbling and sizzling? I don't know if you can hear it, though, but it's a sizzling. Oh, look, you make sound effects.
Shh.
But you see...
You're not supposed to rat us out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You TV
wow,
people.
Wow, that's sizzling.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, do like dollops of it on there, and it's going to sizzle when it hits that oil, that hot oil. And then the trick is, if you want that beautiful brown crust on top,
yes.
I tilt my pan a little bit, and I spoon a little bit of that hot oil over the top. So it gets them to cooking, too.
And for all you MDs out there, settle down. So what? It's delicious.
Well, now this has milk in it.
Well, there you go.
It counts as a dairy. I minored in nutrition, so hey.
And you know what? These are really rough looking, which really are cool. These are the way.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, they're not these picture perfect, round, circular, cut with a cutter and all
this
stuff.
No, you don't have to worry about fussing with it. You just put it on there and it's going to be beautiful. You know, that's one of the things that is hard for me as a food blogger, because you do have to take photos of food and make it look pretty. And that's very frustrating to me, because I come from an attitude of you should be grateful you have food. And I don't care if it looks pretty. You know, I'm grateful for it. I'm actually the first generation on both sides of my family to have never known hunger. And there were times growing up where Mama and Daddy would have us eat, and they would pretend they were busy in the kitchen so that we could eat, and then they would eat what was left because there wasn't enough. And
wow.
So I just have a totally different kind. You know, I can honestly tell you I've never once put supper on the table that I didn't think, isn't this wonderful that I don't have to worry about my kids going hungry, you know.
I'll tell you what, that is the heart and soul of her new cookbook, Come Home to Supper. She gives you her heart and her soul. She pours it into her book and the stories that you hear here and the cooking. You can see why her site, tell us a little bit about your blogs. I mean, millions of people go to it every
Isn't
year.
Isn't that crazy?
It God is. It's awesome.
Yeah, I have them. It's so
Could we borrow a million?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll shoot them all over here.
Oh, thanks. Just give me a million. I don't want to be that personal.
And they're good-hearted people. They're wonderful people. But I started it as a hobby 5 years ago. And my goal was, I told my husband, I bet I'd get 400 or 500 readers. And we do 40 to 60 million page views a month. And some of the best-hearted people on earth, though. If you ever think the world is not a wonderful place, not really a good place, go to Southern Plate and read some of the comments.
Well, what we're going to do is, if you would like, we'll just give you our show that you can post that people can hear you. Because I think if they can get a chance to hear you.
Oh, my gosh, they would love that.
Just to hear you and put the...
Well, now, they put up with a lot of me already.
Well, you know what? I don't think there's enough of you.
Wish, thank you.
But, hey, listen, that's because...
My husband might disagree.
Well, listen, he's from Georgia. What does he know? You know, I mean...
I had to import him.
Yeah. Yes.
Couldn't find me a good one in Alabama. So
now, those cathead biscuits are in the oven for how long?
They're in the oven. They're going to cook for probably about 15 minutes or so, just until they start getting nice and brown.
Now, you didn't I'm sorry, so rude of me. Give us the blog site so people can go
Southernplate.com.
Once again?
Southernplate.com.
And for those of you who need interpreter, that's Southernplate.com. Southernplate.com for everybody north of the Mason-Dixon line. Because we actually have people in 21 countries and 42 states listen to our show.
I've got a lot of people in the UK that read Southern Plate. Huge following in Australia, actually, yeah.
I'll tell you, I can see it because, you know what? They love good food and they love simple food. I mean, what's more simple than fish and chips? Cathead biscuits.
There you go.
There's your version. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. And we are celebrating the good life today. What more appropriate place than the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb with the effervescent eating the dough right out of the spoon, Christy Jordan. But I want you to know, Christy is not making any more Cathead biscuits after eating off the spoon. I just want the people
to know.
No, I'm
done. That, you know, we're fixing to put in the sink.
Her
so,
second
you know.
Cookbook is Come Home to Supper. And we'll be back home to supper in just a few seconds. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, taking it to the streets of East Cobb, baby.